Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
So this guy, I've known Larry for 10 years. So this guy's a drunk. I mean, this guy is mean. This guy uses profanity every other word and said, you got him saved. He ain't used a curse word since. He said, this guy's always talking about Jesus. Said everything about him has changed. He said, this Jesus is really real. I said, isn't that wonderful? And so Larry went down there and he's down there and he's doing something and he said, oh man, my arm's killing me. I said, what's wrong with your arm? Oh, he said, well, I had surgery on this one about 4 or 5 years ago. And he said, this arm, it took months for this thing to heal. He said, they had to go in there and cut it all open and break this part in here. And said, it took 3 months for it to heal and the pain was excruciating. He said, I'm not going to have this one fixed. I said, well, but you're a son of God now. He said, well, what does that mean? I said, well, go home tonight and read one promise in God's Word 12 times. Well, what promise is that? I said, Matthew 18:19. Matthew 18:19. Go home and read that 12 times. And then in the morning when you come in, I want you to tell me what God's Word says. I said, read it out loud. How does faith come?
By hearing
what?
The Word.
The Word. So if he reads it 12 times, I mean, even if he's a man. The Lord said only a man's got to have it twice. So if he reads it 12, he ought to at least get it, right? So, see, I know these things. So the next morning he comes in. I said, well, Larry, did you read that? Oh, yeah. I said, what did it say? He said, man. He said, that says if two of us on earth agree about anything, he'll do it. And I said, that's what he meant. He said, Thurman, that's too awesome. I said, no, it's not too awesome. I said, now then, if you and me, I said, you want? He said, of course. I said, am I one? He said, yeah. I said, there's two. And I said, he said, on earth? I said, we meet the criteria. There's one, two, we're standing on earth, right? He said, yeah. I said, so we meet his criteria. I said, let me ask the Father in the name of Jesus to heal your arm and thank him for it. And I said, it's done. He said, Thurman, it couldn't be that easy. I said, yeah, it's that easy. He said, okay. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, please heal Larry's arm. Thank you, Lord. I said, it's done. I said, now move your arm. He said, man, it hurts just like it always did. I said, well, it's not going to be a miracle healing. It's going to be a healing. I said, but in a few days or maybe a few weeks at most, your arm will be completely healed. I guarantee it. He said, Thurman, is it that simple? I said, sure. He said, what do I need to do? I said, just go and begin to praise the Lord for your arm healed. About 2 weeks later, he comes screaming into my office one morning. Both hands raised like this. I said, when did it happen? He said, I don't even know. I don't even know. He said, I was out there this morning changing a hydraulic pump on a truck. And he said, I looked up and I thought, I can't do this. I mean, if there's no pain, right? I mean, when you start up with something, if you've got severe pain, it reminds you, don't do this. But if there is no pain, you just go do whatever you want to do. And all of a sudden, he realizes, Lord, I can't do this. And he nearly drops that pump on him. And he comes running up to mom and said, I'm healed. I said, well, what did I tell you? He said, well, that's what Jesus said. Now, see, if God will do those kind of wonderful things for me, and how simple they are, what will he do for you if you pray in faith according to his word and in turn and guarantee God's going to do what he said he's going to do? What is he going to start doing for you? The same thing. So then, about 6 months later, the devil's still trying, and I hear that Larry is down in the hospital with his back. I said, well, right after work this afternoon, I guess I better run up there. They called and said Larry had to call 911. He's in the hospital. So I went running up to the hospital, and there he is with a stretcher. I mean, he's stretched out, got them thing, weights on him. I walked in, his wife and his mother there. I said, well, Larry, tell me what happened. Oh, he said, Thurman, I've been down in my back for 30 years. He said, I've been down, said, this time the doctor said my discs are all deteriorated, and I've got to have surgery this time. No exceptions to the rule. I said, let me read you another verse in God's Word. I said, in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I mean, could he have made that any simpler?
No.
Are we a bunch of dummies in the church?
No.
I'm telling you, I now know why God called us sheep. Any of y'all ever raised sheep like I did when I was on the farm? A sheep is the only dumb animal I ever met in my life that you can take him out there, and that sheep can lay down on the side of a terrace and roll over a little bit into the water and won't even fight enough to flop to get up and lay right there in the ditch with his head in the water and drowned. You know, it won't even fight enough to get up out of the water. And I thought, Lord, when I used to see that, I said, goodness, Lord, all that sheep it had done, flop over a little more, get up and walk out. Lay right there and drowned. I said, Lord, now I know why you called us sheep. We're just that dumb. You give us the Word of God and all this power and armor to fight the enemy with, and he comes against us, we just flop over there and lay down in the water and let him kill us. Well, I think it's time we start becoming fighting sheep,
amen.
Don't you?
Amen.
I mean, we'll become fighters. And so I told Larry, I said, you know, Jesus made you and me a promise in his Word. And I said, I want to hand you your Bible, and I want you to read it. He looked in it, and he said, and these signs shall follow those that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I said, what do you think about that? He said, my goodness, that Matthew 18:19 showed it worked good for my arm. He said, if it worked for my arm, that's got to work for my back. Now, see, I don't have to retrain him. He's not been in church all his life, see. He's not heard some preacher tell him that God's Word don't work no more. He's not ever heard anybody say, well, these things were only for the apostles, or they went away 2,000 years ago. He's not been trained, so it's real easy for him to believe God's Word, because I had caught myself up into the third heaven and kicked the devils out of his life. And so he said, let's do it. I reached over and laid my hands on him and said, be healed in the name of Jesus, according to Mark 16. I said, now then, sleep tonight, in the morning, get up and go to work, you're healed. I guarantee it. He said, I'll do it. I'll get a good night's rest. Next morning he woke up. I said, remember, you got to believe God. He said, I believe him. Next morning he woke up. He said, honey, take those weights off my feet. I'm going to get up and we're going home. She said, but honey, the doctor said. He said, I don't care what the doctor said. Jesus said, I'm healed. Well, she reluctantly took the weights off. He gets up, puts his clothes on, and he's walking around the room. No pain, no nothing. Doctor walks up. What are you doing out of that bed? He said, well, doctor, Jesus healed me. I'm going to the house. He said, no, it can't be. He said, we've done x-rays and those three bottom discs are totally deteriorated. You can't be up walking. Oh, yeah, he said, a man come by, and he's the man of God, and he prayed for him, and Jesus healed him. He said, I don't have a pain, nothing, I'm going to house. The doctor said, there ain't no way I'm going to let you go home. I've got to do some x-rays on you. He said, doc, I'm telling you, I'm okay. Look at me. He said, look, I can walk, I can bend down. He said, I don't believe this. Isn't it amazing? The doc can't believe it, and he's doing all these wonderful things. So he says, I'm not going to let you go home until I check your back. Well, okay. So they take him in there, they x-ray him, they check him, they do everything. They spend 4 hours in all these machines and everything. And finally, the doctor comes out and says, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Here's the x-rays for yesterday, and your three discs are totally deteriorated, and here they are today, and there's not one single thing wrong with your back. Jesus wonderful, or is he wonderful? See, now when you start guaranteeing God's Word, what will God do? He'll honor it. That's exactly right. So get over this stuff of thinking my loved one can't be saved. Can I do anything to my loved one that don't want to come to Jesus? Can I do anything to my son or my daughter that is rebellious and don't want to love Jesus? Yes. Catch yourself up into the third heaven where you're seated in Christ and do warfare against the devil and his demons. And tell him where to get off. And then tell the Father, according to his Word, that, Lord, I'm your son, I'm your daughter. And you said no one can come into the kingdom except to be drawn by the Holy Spirit. So, Father, I am asking you to send the Holy Spirit. Now, see, he's left the salvation of the souls on earth to man. If you don't pray, they don't get saved. He's left everything in the hands of the church. Everything on this earth has been left in the hands of the church. When you learn that, you will do your warfare praying, and you will win souls into the kingdom of God, and you will become a fighter for Jesus, knowing your answer is yes to every promise, every time. So you'll never take no for an answer. through sickness again. You'll never take no to a person that says, I'm not going to accept Jesus. You're going to keep yourself into the throne room of God until you win every one of your loved ones into the kingdom. It cannot fail because it's God's word. Can it? Now then, Brother John, I think Brother John says before we do anything else today, he wanted to take an offering. So he told me to do that. He said, before I open the floor for questions or anything else, he said, you got to stop this. You got to give me time to take an offering. I said, okay. So we'll do that, and then we'll do whatever he wants to do. But I'm glad that somebody brought this to my attention. I'm glad we got to do this today. That, and I hope you learned something from this.
We know we've learned something. Amen? All of us. Amen? Hallelujah. You're going to get in that third heaven and get answers we never had before. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, it's a blessing to have Brother Sermon here with us. And just beautiful to have the Lord send him here and he was willing to come. Hallelujah. It takes money and we all have expenses and he has expenses. So all this offering will go to him. And remember, we can never outgive God. Amen. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we come in Jesus' name. We worship you. We praise you. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit, our teacher and our comforter. We thank you for your great love. We thank you for what you're teaching us and sharing with us. What you have shared and taught Thurman, he's teaching us. And Father, we thank you to touch every heart now, letting each and every one know what you want them to give in to the ministry of Brother Simon. You know the need, you know the ability of each and every one, and you know his need. And we thank you, bring them together. And Father, once again, let us always remember, we can never, never outgive you. No matter what we give in to anybody's ministry that's serving you, you will give back to us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In Jesus' name, and everybody says, amen and amen. Praise the Lord, brother. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
What do you put on the checks?
Just make it out to Baltimore Christian Faith Center, and he'll have one check.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we will continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.